Hey, Cynthia. Diana, Wendy, hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Busy day.
I tried to get a hold of Mr. Lateef. Has anybody heard from him?
Mm-mm. I have not.
Do we know who owner is? Who the other?
No idea.
There's somebody on, but it just says owner.
Okay.
They're trying to connect.
That might be Mr. Lateef. Diana was coming. Diana? Robbins?
DJ, can you see me? It's Cynthia.
Yeah. Yes. You look good. You combed your hair.
Oh, thanks. No, I didn't.
Okay.
This is my COVID hair.
There you go. At least you don't have to get a perm.
Yeah, mine too. My hair is so long, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, look at you.
It doesn't look good. It's nasty, but.
How's the baby?
She's almost two.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. It's not a baby. Wait a minute. Not a baby anymore.
No, she's an obstinate little firecracker.
What's her name, Wendy?
Megan.
Megan, oh, that's a great name. Three little children.
All at home.
And under 12, what is that?
Yeah, my oldest is 11. She'll be 12 next month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who else am I looking for? Manny. I'm sorry, I've been a little distracted lately. I should have put out a kind of a confirmation text here. I think Tim was on vacation last we talked. No, was that last month?
I haven't heard.
Okay. Diana Robbins confirmed.
So did Tim, so I don't know if he's back or not.
There's Diana.
Hey, we did it. Mr. Lateef was having trouble with video the last we talked.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey.
We have a non-video participant that we don't know who is.
Yeah, but they're still trying to connect to audio, so they can't talk to us either.
Okay, what's that number? I'll see who it is.
It just says owner.
Hmm. Okay.
But you guys can see me and you can hear me, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I think last time we had the driveway and ceiling fans.
I know. I'm home today. I guess my Google Calendar reminded me. We have a Zoom meeting at 3. I said, it says 10:30 to 11:30. I said, 10:30 to 11:30.
Okay, well, we're still waiting on Tim then, and I texted Dennis.
Okay.
So I'm here today. We need one more for a quorum.
Okay.
So I'm just going to pester him just for the heck of it.
No, we have a quorum, don't we?
We would need 4.
Yeah, identifiable 4.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right?
I was counting myself, sorry.
You count, just not in that way.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Diana, are you guys back at work?
I come to work twice a week, and then I work from home the rest of the week.
Oh, okay.
But I'm here by myself. When I do come to work, and then Wendy and I swap days. That way, we're never in the office together.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's nice.
I know.
Everybody doing okay at the city?
Yeah, I think so. It's quiet here, but I think so.
I'm on a video call, so right now I'm not. So you're gonna have to be quiet for a minute. I'm on a call, okay? Well, this is I'm in a meeting, so you have to go back to your room. All right, thank you.
Do we have a number for Tim?
Let me email him.
Okay. Otherwise, this is going to be a short meeting.
You know what? Sometimes you probably just need to have a little bit of training on the Zoom. A lot of people is really not familiar with how to really use Zoom.
Yeah, we're working on that. Just practicing. Cynthia and I are practicing, right?
Yeah, I practiced yesterday. I've been just calling into my other meetings, and that I like that because they can't see me because I'm a mess. But yeah, I practice.
I believe the phrase is hot, hot mess. You can turn your audio off if you're more comfortable, or your video, excuse me. You look fine.
It's true, huh?
Very good. Are you smoking?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. See if we can find out who that is, that non-video participant there.
It's not showing a microphone, so I don't know if
if it's Mr. Lateef.
I think it might be.
Attention homeowners, stepping into your high wall tub is an accident waiting to happen and can have tragic results. But now
I chatted him in the Zoom box. We'll see if he sees it.
Okay. If he doesn't have video, he wouldn't see it though, right?
No, the screen's up. The chat is different than the video.
A free shower package. That's an $800 value. Free. Now, the best of both worlds with a shower unit. It improves sleep.
There's Tim.
There's Tim.
Cool. Hey, there he is.
There he is. Sorry, I was finishing up a phone call.
All right. Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order at 3:40. Roll call, please.
DJ Becker.
Here.
Emmanuel Gomez. Kim Roche.
Yes, ma'am.
Cynthia Ortegon.
Here.
Mohammed Lateef. Janice Smith. Diana Robbins.
Here.
Okay. So we have a quorum. And we have a mystery participant. Could that be a member of the public, Wendy? Okay.
Potentially, the agenda had the meeting ID on it.
Okay, so it could be a member of the public. All right, do we have any public comments? Seeing none, we'll close public comment. And we don't have any guests that we know of, so let's see, we're working on approval of the minutes from, was that July?
Yes.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes?
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
I second it.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes unanimously. So we'll move on to the next item. which would be item number 2, review and provide feedback on the proposed scope of work for the City of Madera ADA self-evaluation and transition plan update. Wendy?
All right, so I'm going to share a document to the screen. You guys see my little Word document there? I tried to keep not too many words on the page so I could zoom in a little bit. So we've been talking a little bit now for about an update to the city's ADA self-evaluation transition plan. I've been doing some research trying to figure out what exactly constitutes, quote, an update. So the federal regulations require you to periodically review and then update your ADA self-evaluation transition plan for public entities, but all it says is periodic. It never actually says how often that is. So it wasn't very helpful other than to say you should review it occasionally. I then went out and tried to find what other entities have done where they had an existing self-evaluation and then did an update. And what it looks like they did is they did an entire new self-evaluation and just made sure they put the word update on it, noting that they had done one before. So in order to make sure we're still complying, I know this is important to you, but it's also important because some of our engineering project funding, especially anything having to do with Caltrans or federal funds, we have to have this document and show that we're working on it. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of reasons to do it correctly. So I looked at several updates, 5 different ones, and their scopes of work and what was included. And so what I want to talk with everyone about today, the document you have in front of you has the main pieces that were in their scope of work of what they wanted the consultant to look at. But I also would like you to let me know what your priority is. If we agree on these 6 items, that these are the things we're going to have them look at, if you had to prioritize them, you know, what would your order be, 1 through 6? So we know if we need to fund it, say over 2 years, when the price tag comes back, which 3 we'll do in the first year and 3 we'll do in the second year. Perfect world, we'd be able to do it all right away, but it's going to be a pretty hefty price tag. And so
I'm listening, but I have to answer this, guys.
Okay. So I have a feeling we might have to prioritize when certain aspects get addressed. So the 6 main areas are public rights of way, which includes sidewalks, and that includes documenting where we don't have sidewalk, as well as existing sidewalk and its condition. Curb ramp surveys, once again, where we don't have them, but also ensuring the ones we do have are compliant. And crosswalk surveys, making sure that the crosswalks are ADA compliant. The second area that we would ask them to look at is parking in our downtown business corridor, is how the documentation I've been able to find from Caltrans refers to it. One is applicability. I think I've shared with the ADA Council that there's been some case law updates, but that's constantly changing. So I'd like them, as part of the document, to explain what are the requirements and what do we need to do, and then assess, because we do have some city-owned parking lots downtown, and then we also have the street parking. The third potential area is parks and open spaces. So that's your designated parks, like Rotary, Lionstown and Country, Millview, the playgrounds, the trails, any trails in the city. We have the Laurel Trail, we have the River Trail, and there's, I think, some smaller ones in pocket parks. Anything that's considered an outdoor facility, think of the golf course, that's city owned. And then anything that's open space, maybe it's not officially a park, but it's a city green space. The fourth potential area would be to review city communications and web pages. So this would be, you know, for example, we just got them last week, our utility bills and the newsletter insert, looking at our social media, looking at our website,
how you doing?
Making sure that that is all accessible and what we could do different.
Yeah, I'm home.
A fifth particular area would be looking at programs and services. And the sixth would be building surveys. where they, you know, make sure people can get to the building, in the building, and navigate to services at the different departments. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, what I'd like feedback on is if there's other areas that you feel should be included, and then the priority for the items.
Cynthia, this is your deal.
This is Cynthia. I know how important public rights they are, sidewalks and so forth, and that is an ongoing thing that is amazing and it's still going on, but I think that's number one priority. But I think also parks have some, one of the parks, Zion Park and so forth, that need priority.
You have a specific item in mind? Tanaka, are we talking about the...
Yeah, for Lions Park, the... I'm talking about the just having a complete sidewalk that goes through on Howard Road through the park for the public, not just the park. Okay.
Can you mute your TV, please? Is that your TV?
Richard, turn that TV down, please. Bring it here.
Back. Okay.
So that might Cynthia, be my part. Cynthia, are you suggesting that parks and open spaces should be moved to priority two?
Yes.
Well, let me move it real
this
quick.
This is turn it down.
Okay.
We'll switch those two.
Okay. Anything else, Cynthia? What about I have a question.
Okay, so we're approving this, and you're saying maybe if they come back with less money, then we want to make sure our parties are where we get, you know, we'll do one and then two. Is that correct? Wendy?
Yeah, we have to put out the RFP and get the bids. From what we've seen, it can potentially cost us about $200,000 to $250,000 to do the complete study. So if it gets split over two fiscal years, what I'm asking is, what would you prefer to be done first versus second?
And then we also have the ability to just do an update rather than a complete rehaul of the study? Or is that not your preference?
So it looks like, because it's one of those things, you kind of have to go by what's worked for other public entities and what's upheld in a court of law, what's been upheld. And it basically looks like when you do an update that you just do a new one. Theoretically, our new one, like for example, building survey, that section, that should be significantly slimmer than last time.
Yeah, that hasn't changed.
Because those corrections should have been made.
Right.
But
building as the city's jurisdiction building, it's not anything else.
Correct. Only buildings where we provide public service and public access.
Right. You know what? I want to change that. I don't think parks and open space be number two. That's, I know that a lot of you there. Let's make them two.
Well, let's clarify this. Are we, Wendy, are we setting priorities today, or are we just taking this under consideration?
I'm asking for priorities. If the response is that you would prefer not to set priorities right now and you'd prefer to do it later, then I can bring it back again.
My personal opinion is like you say, if we're going to have to evaluate this stuff, I would say move the parks and open spaces to our third priority. Not that it's not important, But to me, I think you want to handle what's most important as early as you have to and as quickly as you have to. But to me, the sidewalk survey, the curb ramp survey, those, that's very high priority. The parking in downtown is really high priority. I think parks and playgrounds are huge at priority, but that's one of those things where it's not as important as people getting out and being able to go shopping or do what they need to do, as much as it is, you know, you understand what I'm saying. It's not a luxury to go to parks and open spaces, but it's not as important as being able to get in and out of a hospital, if you will.
That's true.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I thought yes. We had the downtown corridor covered pretty well with previous projects. We still have a lot to do down there.
I think they've taken care of a lot of the curb ramps, but not all of them, because we still run into that issue that some are Caltrans and some are ours. We have not had an assessment of the parking issue.
Okay. Because they really have been doing a lot of the updates on the sidewalks. You know, those ramp, if you go down there, you can see where they kind of been really fixing those, kind of downtown.
They're where, on Yosemite or where?
Yosemite.
Well, let's define the downtown business corridor. Is that just Yosemite or is that adjacent?
I would say what the downtown area.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that would include the side streets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Do we need a vote on that? Even a show of hands?
Let's move parks out of there.
Okay.
I'll put this back.
Sorry.
It's okay. That's what discussion's about.
Okay. And then what about the railroad crossings? Because those are real impediments to power chairs and wheelchairs.
That is.
I mean, how do I put this? We could pay to have a survey done, but they're not ours, and we'd have to get the railroad's permission to even look at them and be in their space. So that'd be like
we're
doing
a
survey
space.
Of Save Mart, right?
We're in their space to get from A to B, so.
No, I totally get that. But railroad, I don't know what the requirements are for them to have their own ADA plan. But it is the equivalent, like if you were to say, Wendy, I want you to go do a survey of Save Mart. It's not my store. Could right. I do a survey? Sure, I could walk in and hope the manager doesn't kick me out. But
don't
I have
we
no
have an easement across those for sidewalk? I think we have a sidewalk easement across those spurs.
But it's still theirs.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Even if it's theirs, and even if they're, but aren't they in the city? Wouldn't they still have some responsibility towards our city to really, you know, for our individuals that live here?
We got them to fix it last time.
It's not that they don't have a responsibility. It's that the city doesn't own it.
All right.
So yeah. The self-evaluation and transition plan is of facilities that we own and control.
Right. Uh-oh. Well, how do we identify the need for those improvements then? Last time we just pestered them until they fixed it. So that'll work too. We can do that.
I was going to say, if you have specific ones, let me know and I can pass them on to engineering.
Okay, let's do that. Any other preferences, Wendy? We have anything shovel ready? Anything that's ready to be fixed? HUD money, any of that?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I know Keith has ongoing projects,
right?
You know, with grant funding that are in the CIP.
If this if any of this would help him prioritize.
Potentially, because they usually have some sidewalk money in the CIP each year.
Mm-hmm.
And this could help them prioritize where it goes if they don't already have it dedicated to projects.
Can you possibly float a question to engineering for me?
Sure.
To see if we can use lower cost asphalt where we have nothing instead of the dirt paths that we have now?
When you, can you give me an example of where?
Okay, well, there's a couple schools. Geez, Dennis would know. I'd have to get back to you on that, but we have some schools where we have partial sidewalks that go to dirt and then connect to other asphalt or sidewalks. Okay. So in the interest of, you know, just having a solid surface for winter.
Well, like over here at the Virginia Lee Rose School, they actually, yes. They're putting sidewalks over here.
Okay. Is it all the way to the other sidewalks?
Yeah, they're doing it now. They're doing the survey. Okay. They started doing it since they're building that other school into this school. So okay.
If we could just get that question answered, because I think that's a much more cost-effective. We may not be able to afford sidewalks in some of these places, and that's such a cost-effective, safer path. And what it does is, you know, when it rains, it deflects the foot traffic into the street.
Yeah.
It becomes impassable. So, okay.
Okay, I'll pass that on to Keith and ask him to reach out to you. His father passed away. So he's off, I think, still a little bit here and there. He's okay. Helping his mom, so.
Got it.
He might not get an immediate response.
No problem. All righty. So who are we going to nominate for this?
So what'll happen is we'll publish the RFP and then consulting firms submit proposals. We put together a committee to review those proposals. So that'll include myself, someone from engineering, someone from parks, someone from public works, most likely, since they have to deal with this. But I would also like a representative from the ADA Advisory Council. Basically, you review the proposals and you rank them and make a recommendation on who you think should be awarded the agreement.
That sounds like fun. I'm in if somebody, unless somebody.
I'd like to be on that committee.
It seems like it's a lot of fun.
Everything seems like fun to me, though.
How many people do you want?
Well, I was going for one.
You want three?
I mean, if the entire advisory council wants.
Hey, more the merrier, right?
If the entire advisory council wants to review it, and then we could agendize it at a meeting where you make a formal recommendation, we could go that route, but that's up to you guys.
But if you're comfortable making a recommendation first, so we can just kind of. Because we're counting on you to, you know, these folks. So
what I would provide you if we were to go that route is a rating form, mm-hmm. that maybe had categories and point values, okay. and you would score them.
Okay. Mm. All right. So we have some volunteers.
I could take the three volunteers, but if a fourth wants to join and we're now at a quorum, then I'd have to agendize it. So
I'm busy.
Okay. So I have Cynthia, I have Tim, and I believe Diana was interested, right?
Yeah. But okay. if you don't need all those, I can come up. That's fine.
No, no, you're it. We're good.
You're in it. You got it.
Okay.
Be careful what you say. Push for it.
So that's item three. We have three volunteers for the self-evaluation update proposals.
Yep.
All righty. Moving on to number four.
So at our last meeting, Chairperson Becker had brought up the idea of maybe meeting quarterly during COVID. So I just wanted to ask when you guys feel like you'd be ready for your next meeting. Quarterly will fall in December. So I don't know if you want us to schedule in December or what works for you guys.
Well, I think Cynthia had some urgency with this particular situation with the plan. So Cynthia, do you feel like we need to move forward more quicker than that?
Well, the next step, I'll publish RFP, we'll rate them, and the next thing it goes to City Council.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to come back and have action by the ADA Advisory Council for that part of the process.
Okay. Because I wouldn't want to delay any projects if we've got anything that's shovel ready or on the drawing board.
But okay. We can also have a call meeting if we need to, right, Wendy?
Yes. We for planning purposes, so we know when to plan on an agenda. I didn't know when the group thought the next meeting should be, when we should at least anticipate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if we did it in December, if we had something came up, we can always just have a call meeting, right? If we plan it for December, and if anything came up, we can always just have a call meeting to discuss whatever comes up.
Well, we get into November and December, our meeting dates typically fall around the holiday period, which are a little more difficult.
December 15th is the ADA meeting.
Pardon? Okay, so we're good. Okay.
Well, in past Christmases, we actually had stuff to go to. And since this Christmas we don't have anything to go to or where to go, then yeah, my calendar is pretty free that December.
Okay, then, yeah. All right. I forgot about that.
September, we don't have any place to go either.
Yeah, I got nothing first to do and nowhere to year. Go. I know.
That's right.
Not going anywhere for the holidays, huh? Okay, so what's the wishes here?
It sounds like plan on December for now, so 3 months from now, and then if necessary, we can call a meeting before then, or if we don't have anything for that agenda, we'll check in with the chairperson, and we can always delay till January.
Or maybe remind the chairperson, maybe?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. All righty. So we agreed on that. So the next meeting will be December. And let's see, moving on to item number 5, Advisory Council reports, announcements, requests for future agenda items. Anybody?
How did the fair go? I'm sorry, I just had to say that. I apologize.
About as good as the farm show's going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
I wear my mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on,
man. Okay.
I'm gonna
show you that in the back.
Come on.
We had a
back meeting yesterday.
Yes. We were at the voter accessibility. We participated in the voter accessibility with the elections department. And as always, they do an awesome, thorough job of trying to accommodate everybody's needs. Let's wait for a minute. And poor Becky is going to have a fun year, I'll tell you.
Oh, God. I anticipate fighting at the line, in the line.
Well,
they're not wearing masks.
They've actually stepped up curbside voting and every other plausible method to reduce that. So I think there's some real progress there. And I always suggested chairs for the seniors in the line, that kind of thing. So I think they've done a really excellent job. There was also some issues with their contrast of materials of their mailers. So they're looking at type font size, my favorite subject. And contrast, so that was well received. So I think the meeting went quite well. So Cynthia,
I vote by absentee. I don't know how you guys vote, but I vote by absentee. Generally, I drop it off because I forgot to mail it in. But I always do absentee because it's easy.
It's better. I vote absentee. Have been for years. That's the only way I vote is absentee. Yeah.
Well, Madeira now is completely voter choice, which everybody's going to get that ballot. So hopefully a lot of people will take advantage of that. And they have multiple drop-off stations. And I mean, they've really gone all out. So hopefully things will be smoother at the vote centers. But they're anticipating between 1,000 and 2,000 people showing up on November 4th or 3rd, you know, to vote in person at that county vote center. So that should be interesting. But they've also put outside.
I'll be right back, guys.
Didn't
the governor say that everybody has to wear a mask so they can put a sign up saying it was
the
law that they have to do that, so they aren't wearing a mask and they shouldn't be voting?
That would be restricting voting rights. So there's very strict limitations on what you can apply to vote centers, because they don't want to have any suppression of voting or turnout. So they're suggesting masks and spacing, but that's about all they can do, so that they don't discourage any voting or deflect any voters, something like that. So, but they're taking all the proper precautions. So it's going to be a long line. So, you know, we're advocating for chairs, and they'll have outside voting stations and then drive up voting where they'll actually take the voting materials or such to the cars. So she's really thought it through. So I was very satisfied with the degree that they've gone to. So, alrighty. Anybody else have a announcement?
And to let people know, the folks that have been
you're breaking up. Cynthia?
No, but the folks that are that lost their houses or have been evacuated, they're going to get their mail at the post office. Their post.
Right.
Is there only one post office in the county of Madera?
Is there what?
The whole county, one. So people in Oakhurst have to come all the way down and get their mail.
Well, no. They're deflecting it to different post offices.
Is there only
offices?
One post office in the county of Madera?
No, they posted on social media this morning. Let me see if I can find it. Like, for instance, there's a post office in Ahwahnee that people are being directed to pick their mail up at.
Mm-hmm. And I believe they're also opening up one in Prather. They're as the restrictions are, as the evacuation orders are lifted, they're juggling things around, and they're doing a pretty good job at forwarding mail.
Yeah, so, and there's one in Bryant.
Right.
And North Fork is resuming normal operations, so.
Okay. So, but there's still about 10,000 people displaced in Madera County. So but they should have it figured out where they can get the mail in ballots. And if they don't, they can actually request it. And then anybody want to prioritize postal issues? I don't know. With the funding and the chaos in the post office, I don't know if we have any options or any. Anybody's optimistic about getting back in touch with the Postal Service. Their air conditioning went out last I heard, and it's kind of challenging down there.
So because they're not subject to ADA and they're not subject to the Architectural Barriers Act, what we're hoping for is goodwill.
Yeah.
The one politician that seemed to be responding and we might be able to get some traction with is now on a presidential campaign trail. So I don't know that the Madera Post Office is still on her radar.
Yeah.
So we need to get another politician on our side.
Okay. Well, let's prioritize that for a future meeting, maybe.
I heard she was going to be in Fresno this week.
She's in Fresno today.
Oh,
yeah.
Today?
Oh, okay. What? Is that
Catalina? I've been like, hey, I wrote you a
letter. I don't know if you remember, but I'll give you a tour of the Madera Post Office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since you're here.
Letter trap door.
Could you repeat that, Tim?
I said, at least we'd let her try to open the door and see
if she could get in the front doors. Yeah. Yep. So let's prioritize that for another meeting, since we're back to square one on that. So, anybody else have reports, suggestions, reports, complaints, any feedback from the public? We haven't had any complaints other than ADA parking access issues. I get that every place I go.
Yeah.
So, did we reach out to the Madera Traffic Department? Wendy, I know I saw it in the previous minutes. They've just added it to their rotation.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing. And I, before our last meeting, I had reached out to Chief Lawson and Commander Chiaramonte, and they know that the question was being asked and that it's still a concern.
Okay. Yep. All righty.
I think a lot of stuff just been kind of like pushed back since the COVID hit. I think that's what's really a lot of my problem right now is the COVID.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'd like to continue with just at least some quarterly meetings so that we can not lose momentum and set back another year. So I appreciate that, Wendy. I know you guys are busy, Diana.
Yeah.
So do you need me to scan this, sign this and scan it back to you, Diana? Okay. If I figure out my new printer, if I can figure out my new printer, I will get right on that.
Okay.
If not, I'll have to bring it.
So you don't have a electronic signature on your computer? No? Okay.
don't rub it in.
No, it's okay.
If you send it to me, I would.
I don't know how to do it on, I don't know. I have mine like saved to my computer that Joseph helped me with, so.
What is it? Just like a.
I'm wondering if he can make, well, I don't know, he can't.
It's a, well, she could, if you send it to her in Adobe Sign, you can use your mouse to make a signature.
There you go.
Okay.
That'll work. Yeah,
I'll
that I don't know how to do. Those are like real estate documents.
I can send it through Adobe Sign, but I'll figure it out.
Okay, that would be cool. Something else for me to figure out.
It might be tomorrow, though, just so you know.
So, Diana?
Yes.
Is there a number that I can reach you at? I have a question for you.
Yeah, you can call me at, are you ready?
Yeah.
661.
Mm-hmm.
5401.
5401. Yeah. I have a question I want to ask.
Sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We have another non-video participant. Do we know who that is?
No,
it's Mr. Lateef.
Okay.
It's Mr. Lateef. He said he can see us, but he can't
hear
us.
Okay. All right, so I'll practice with him on
that. This is Cynthia. Can I say one thing bad to the future agenda? What about that thing the city's working on, able to, on the computer, like the key has, they have that GPS thing where you can on your phone, you can document problem areas and take pictures and,
oh, the application.
And document it and send it on to the city that woman was working on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
that app.
If you'll remember, they had to complete the utility billing conversion, which they finished last month, and do work orders, which is what they're doing now. Work orders is when you put something in the app, like you say pothole at, you know, wherever, it sends it to work orders.
Okay.
So they're building work orders right now. And once they have that built, they'll be able to take the app live.
So you kind of got it?
Okay. So we could get an update maybe in December that?
We can ask if it's ready.
They're almost done.
Yeah, if it is, if not.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, put that on your Christmas list.
Yeah, that's on my Christmas list.
Okay.
Stocking.
Any other business?
Nothing. Wendy, has the city expanded all anywhere that we should know about?
Mm-hmm. Annexations?
None that I recall. They would have been on the city council agendas. I don't recall hearing any.
I guess the question would be, do we need any to add any newly annexed areas to the plan review?
I'm sure there's areas that have been annexed since the last one, but they would be on the current city boundary map. So
they would be included. All righty. Any other comments or business? Seeing none, meeting adjourned at 4:17. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank
you. Guys, have a great day.
All right. So bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll call you, Diana.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.